The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
Thanks for joining us on Kingdom Connection. I'm Jensen Franklin, and I'm excited about this program. I believe today that you are going to hear some amazing testimonies, an old-fashioned baptism service we're going to take you into for a few minutes. But first, I'm going to preach a message that I think is a word that is in season for your life. I really believe many of you feel like you've been put on hold, and it seems like nothing's happening, and everything that you thought would happen, it just feels like, Lord, have you forgotten about me? That's why I want you to hear this message. This message is going to speak to you, and it's going to let you know that you may feel stuck in the same place in life, but God has a breakthrough coming your way. And God has a plan that where you are right now, He's using it really to fulfill His promise and His blessing in your life. God always has a plan. His timing is always perfect. And if you will hold on, a midnight miracle is coming to your life. Listen to this message and let it speak to you today.
Together, we're inspiring people to live for Jesus. If you're looking for more in life, to live with purpose and peace, to make a difference for your family and those in need around the world, Jesus is the answer. And our mission is to simply point you to Him. You're watching Kingdom Connection with Jensen Franklin.
Acts chapter 16, and I want to read verse 25. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there came a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. Suddenly, there came a great earthquake, and it was happening, according to verse 25, at midnight. I want to preach to you. I really felt the Lord lead me in this, and I felt like it was confirmed in the first service. I want to talk to you about what to do when God puts you on hold. In the midst of prayer, in the midst of praise, in the midst of singing, God suddenly invaded that prison house, and every door that was closed opened, and every chain that bound was loosed. Suddenly. Tension is good when it's used on the violin. It's the bow and the tension of the string that causes the beautiful music. But the tension that I'm preaching on is the kind that if they press too hard on the bow, it will break the string. And the tension of where you are and where you want to be sometimes is that in-between place where God puts you on hold, and you know that midnight is God's invasion of your problem, but there's 11:59. At 11:59, Paul and Silas had no idea when they were praising in pain, when their backs were bleeding, when it was so dark, it was midnight. They had no idea at 11:59 that everything suddenly was about to change. And that's what I'm preaching on. When God has you on hold between the 1 minute away from a breakthrough, 1 minute, there's always a timing to God's miracles. At midnight, the earthquake came, and the doors opened, and the chains fell. And many of you right now are at that unrecorded 11:59. And you have to make it to midnight before the earthquake comes. And I want you to understand this morning that Paul was at a place in his life where he was feeling forbidden, and he was feeling like he did not understand everything that was going on, but he praised anyhow. I want you to look with me for just a moment at this familiar story. And if you're living in an 11:59 and nothing's happening, I want to encourage you. When nothing's happening, keep moving in the right direction. When nothing's happening, keep praying, keep praising. Great apostles lived through the 1159 to the 12. Paul tried to go to Asia in Acts 16 and 6, and the Bible said the Holy Ghost forbid him. Have you ever tried your best to make something happen, and all God gives you is a stop sign? But what God did with Paul was every stop sign, and it's important to understand that when the door is closed by God, it's working for your good. If it hasn't happened yet, it's working for your good. Paul backed into the will of God instead of walking forward into the will of God. He was forbidden from going where he thought he was supposed to go by now. And God said, no, it's not time. You see, a closed door is as much God's will when he gives you one as an open door is. If the door's been closed and it has not happened, and you keep saying, I can't wait till I get in the will of God, a closed door is as much the will of God as an open door. And don't ever forget that. It's important. If God has closed the door, it's just a matter of timing, and you're in 1159, but midnight is coming. Midnight. I'm preaching this morning on midnight miracles are on the way. Come on. And if you're in the holding place, you got to keep praying and praising and moving in the right direction. Don't get discouraged. Little did he know that four verses later, God would give him a vision, and he would see a man in Macedonia saying, come here, we need help. And when he got there, this is where this story is centered that I just read out of the Bible. When he got there, there were women praying by the river, and the power of God began to move. He even went to the elders and said, is this the will of God? Because the last time I tried, it didn't happen. The elder said, the Lord's in this, go. And he went, and when he got there, he was encountered with a demon-possessed woman, and he cast the devil out of her. Now, I want you to think about what I'm saying. Paul had a vision. He had a word from God. God told him what to do. The elders confirmed it, and all of a sudden, he's fighting devils. I want to preach to you that sometimes we have the wrong assumption that everything in God's will is going to fall in our lap. And sometimes you're right in the middle of God's will and you don't even feel like it, and nothing seems to be working real easy and real fun. Nothing happened like he saw it in the vision. He saw a man, but when he got there, there were women praying by the river, no man. And then he prays, he gets to preaching, and a woman starts following him, full of devils, and she was a fortune teller, and you better leave that stuff alone. You better leave that stuff. You better leave those little fortune tellers alone. You better leave that Ouija board alone. You better leave that psychic alone, especially a California psychic. My Lord. I'd rather know the Holy Spirit is leading me, not some evil spirit, not some witch. I don't need that. I've got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And he knows how to lead me and guide me into his will. And if he says, I close the door, I say, I'll stand here and praise in my 1159, because the door's going to open at 12 o'clock right on time. Somebody praise him. It's God's timing. You say, well, Pastor, it just feels like God's put me on hold. I felt somebody this week. I don't know who, but you got in my heart, and you feel so lonely, and you feel so forsaken, and you feel like it's just not happening. And the enemy's made you feel like that God has forgotten about you. And I just feel like that I'm on hold. But when God puts you on hold, make sure you don't hang up. If you won't hang up in 1159, his voice, oh, I know it's been a long time, but his voice will come booming in the midnight hour with a midnight miracle that will open the door and loose you from the chains, and you'll walk in a new thing that God is doing in your life. Give him a great praise if you believe it. Let me show you something real quick. I want you to understand that midnight is God's favorite time, which means 11:59 is Satan's favorite time to double down on his discouragement in your life right before your miracle comes through. The Bible said in Exodus 11 in verse 4 that at 11:59, they were slaves. At 11:59, they were in generational bondage. At 11:59, they were broke and they were poor and they were devastated. But at Exodus 11 and 4 said at midnight, they were set free by the blood of the Lamb. And I'm simply telling you that God was inactive for days and months and years and they were put on hold. But you never know when you're standing in your 11:59 moment and you're one moment away from a miracle in the middle of your midnight. And I believe I'm sent to preach to somebody today to say just when the enemy thought. And by the way, the story that I read in Acts chapter 16, after God opened the prison doors and set the captives free from the prison with an earthquake at midnight, the next verse says that the Apostle Paul stopped a man from committing suicide and taking his life. And I believe that somebody is in such a dark season that the enemies whisper to you, there's no hope and no future. And you know that's the devil when you hear that voice. Exodus said, the miracle happened at midnight. Do you know that Judges, or the book of Judges, chapter 16 and verse 3, it was at midnight the power of God came upon Samson and he tore up the gates of Gaza off of the hinges. The power of God. I believe that the power of God is coming on the church in this hour. And if we'll hold on through the 11:59, and I'm praying for the nation of Israel to tear up the gates of Gaza. Amen. And God would move mightily. I believe it's time for the spirit of Samson to come on this church and every church and the body of Christ, not be a bunch of victims, but we tear the gates of hell shall not prevail. Somebody say, praise the Lord. It's midnight.
There's a Vietnam evangelist by the name, and I'm sure I'm slaughtering his name, Nguyen. And he was in Vietnam as an evangelist, a Christian evangelist, preaching during the Vietnam War. And when the communists took over, the Viet Cong took over, they invaded the village where he was, found out he was a pastor, and imprisoned him and put him in what they called a rehabilitation camp. He was not allowed to read anything. He was isolated for 2.5 years. And every day he did the same thing 2 times a day. He cleaned the latrine. He cleaned the toilets, the filthy toilets. He had to get down and dig with a bucket and shovel and clean out the toilets of the Viet Cong soldiers. And he hit a point after not having any Christian support, any hearing a sermon, hearing a song, hearing an encouraging word, he got so low that he said, God, if you're there, you're going to have to speak to me. He starts cleaning and he notices something he has never seen in that latrine. He sees pages of paper. Not just any paper, but he recognizes that paper. One of those generals had decided when he found a Bible to turn it into toilet paper. And he was using the Bible as toilet paper. And somewhere when he said, Lord, if you're there, I need to hear from you. He reached down and you say, I wouldn't touch it. If you hadn't seen the Word in 2.5 years, you don't know what you'd go through to get to that Word. And he got him a rag, and he cleaned it off the best he could, and he had found one page called Romans chapter 8. And this is what he said he read.
in verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake, wipe some off, I can't see it, it's blurred. As it is written, for your sake, it's 11:59, we're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Oh, but yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I feel like telling you that you need to hold on, because you're at 11:59 and you're one moment away from your breakthrough. And when it comes, it's going to be suddenly, and you'll see God open the door and loose the chain and perform His prophecy in your life. Give Him a great praise. Give Him a great praise in this room. Oh, yes, I know He's real. I know He's real. God bless you, sir. What is your name?
Bobby Ayers.
Bobby, how long have you been coming to the church?
I've been coming here since June this year.
Wonderful. And why are you getting baptized?
Because May of this year, I was in jail, and it's about 12 o'clock at night. And I was sitting there watching a movie on the tablet called The Gospel of Jesus. And my feet were hurting because I had neuropathy in my feet. And
So you were in jail. Now, we didn't talk. And it was around midnight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, it was. It's crazy.
And so you dropped to you.
I dropped to my knees and I asked Jesus. I said, please take the pain away from my feet so I can get some sleep tonight. And He did. And the next morning I woke up and I got back down on my knees and I just asked Him to come in my life and take over.
And so here you are at Free Chapel. How'd you end up at Free Chapel?
I'm at Jericho House in Saltee.
Fantastic. Jericho House, you support that every month. And anything else you want to say?
That I love God and I love my family and I hope I'm doing them proud.
You most certainly are. Are they out there today? Your family out there? To God be the glory. God bless you. I see that hand back there. There are several hands. They're waving at you. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. Oh, you know, Paul and Silas were in jail too. You must be from New Beginnings.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So how long have you been in the program?
I graduated in April.
Why are you in the... You graduated. Congratulations. Wonderful. Why are you doing this now?
Well, in the program, I had really lost my voice. I did not know how to speak up for myself, but Jesus has given me that back. And so I was finally verbal about wanting to get baptized, and now was just the time, and it was all in the Lord's timing. I am currently on staff. I'm a dorm mom and a case manager.
So powerful.
I gave my life to the Lord last April, April 24th, and He's delivered me from witchcraft, from depression, and from addiction.
Really? So did you actually practice witchcraft?
Yes, sir.
And why did you go into that area?
Well, I was raised in church and I went to Christian school too. My mom made sure of that. And it was just someone who was very close to me when I was about 10, and they started showing that to me, and I chose to go down that path instead.
And what would you say to young people, some kids that are just going to have fun and stuff, but then there's always, it seems, the occult stirred up, the wickedness, the evil, the dark arts?
I don't give the devil a day out of the year.
You don't give him any day of the year?
No.
Every day is a day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Isn't that right? Wonderful. I formerly into witchcraft, now totally surrendered and in ministry, setting captives free. Only Jesus. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, to God be the glory. Give us your name, please.
Ricky Brown.
And somebody knows you out there. God knows you, and these people know you. What? Why? How long have you been coming to the church?
Last Sunday was my first Sunday.
Last Sunday? Why did you come last Sunday?
I've been practicing Islam all my life, and you know, the message was about this guy. He seen this lady, man, and he wanted her to be his wife or something. And he and God, I found out that iniquity means sin and stuff. So God delivered me from my iniquities, because I had some real bad, fucking good land about the eighth man. I had some real bad thoughts on some people. I'm talking about the whole household. I was going to do some real bad harm to them, and then do some harm to myself. But God delivered me, because...
Jesus, what a miracle.
I never prayed with my wife before, right? And this is no lie, man. Last night about 11:53, 54. She called my brother JB. And we were just talking about me getting baptized all week, and you know, for the first time ever, man, me and Constance prayed last night.
Jesus. Around midnight.
Yeah, it was. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, somebody shout. The angels are shouting. Hell lost another one. Praise be unto Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. My Lord, have mercy. What a testimony.
I'm talking about Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus. Yes, sir. I'm talking about Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, in real life.
Neither is there given any other name. This is a Bible verse. Neither is there given any other name whereby we can be saved but the name of Jesus.
I don't believe that stuff no more. Number of Jesus. Well, it's all about Jesus, boy.
It's all in Him. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Take a praise break, everybody. That's a sign. That's a wonder. That's a miracle. I know these testimonies have touched your heart, and the message today, I believe, was for you. I believe even many of you whose hearts today have been broken, God had you watch this and hear these testimonies to know that He's real, and it can happen for you. Pray this prayer right where you are. Say, Jesus, forgive me, cleanse me. I invite you into my home. I invite heaven to invade my life and my home. Take control and heal and save and deliver. I believe you. And I stand on your cross and your blood that you shed on that cross to know that I am forgiven. I have peace with God, and that my midnight miracle is on the way, in Jesus' mighty name. I want to welcome you to the family of God. And if you prayed that prayer with me, I believe that it would be just an amazing thing if you would call the number on the screen or visit our website. We have free resources that we want to sow into your life. We want to give to you. We want to sow into you. And while you check that out, you also might want to check out our fasting resources, because every year, annually, we go on at the beginning of the year a 21-day Daniel fast. Before we end today's program, I want to thank everyone who has responded and given to our latest initiative in Israel, Light Over Darkness.
We have committed the single largest amount of funding in our history to partner with the Jewish National Fund to rebuild and renew the Eshkol region. And I believe God has called this ministry to be a blessing to Israel, to fulfill biblical prophecy and comfort God's people. So I'm asking you today to please stand to help us with this project in Israel. My announcer is going to tell you all about it.
On October 7, Israel was attacked by the dark forces of Hamas. It was the worst massacre the Jewish people experienced since the Holocaust. The Eshkol region in southern Israel was attacked directly. Women faced unspeakable atrocities. Infants were assassinated. Numerous families were burnt alive. And both mothers and their babies and Holocaust survivors were abducted to the Hamas tunnels in Gaza. And now we stand at a pivotal moment, poised to provide a lifeline for the people of Eshkol who continue to be attacked by terrorists every day. Jensen Franklin Media Ministries recently committed the largest amount of funding ever towards the initiative, Light Over Darkness. Phase number one provides physical safety. That is why we are building civil defense centers and over 800 safe houses, making sure every family in the region has a safe room in case of terrorist attacks.
This is home. Israel is our place. This is the safest place we can be. And this safe room became our little safe haven. It's something that every single person in our area needs. I can't stress it enough that it saved our lives. It saved my husband's family life on the 7th of October, and it will continue to save lives.
When you give to a project like this, there is a promise for you found in Genesis 12:3. I will bless those who bless you, Israel. Together we can demonstrate that faith, combined with collective action, can illuminate the darkest moments and forge a brighter, more hopeful future for the Holy Land.
This Christmas, breathtaking visuals and powerful music tell the story of the birth of our Savior.
This program has been sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. For more information about this message and other ministry resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.